Welcome to Network Marketing Success Secrets. I'm your host, Gloria McDonald. On this podcast, I'm going to share with you all of my best tools, tips, ideas, and techniques to help you get more leads, have a steady stream of highly qualified prospects coming in every single day, close more sales, and recruit more team members so that you can spend more time doing the things you love and less time doing the things you don't. I'm curious, let me ask you, how much could you really achieve and accomplish if you had a clear, simple, and proven roadmap to success and a mentor who knows how to guide you each step of the way? In this moment, you're standing on the threshold of an amazing life, and it's time for you to walk across that threshold to finally achieve your dreams with clarity and confidence, no matter how big your dreams may be. I know you can achieve these dreams because you are amazing, genius, and divine. Now let's get to the episode.
Welcome everyone. I am thrilled and honored to be here today with Troy Warren, who's the co-founder and CEO of Local City Places. Welcome, Troy. It's great to have you here.
Hello, Gloria. So fun to be here.
So, Troy, you have quite an interesting background in the world of online marketing, basically. Give our viewers and our listeners a little bit of your background in this world.
It's interesting because I didn't know the twists and turns that were going to happen in my career. But in the late 80s, I probably had one of the best mentors in the data industry. And that sort of lit a fire in the direct marketing side of things. But my mentor was the first one that convinced a credit bureau, which happened to be TransUnion, in 1989 to start releasing their data to marketing professionals. Prior to then, it was just the credit institutions, the banks, and that kind of thing. And so, TransUnion was the first to do that. The rest followed in suit later. There was a lot of hoopla over privacy issues and that type of thing. But fast forward to today, Experian is probably one of the biggest data houses there is in the country. So for those that think that the credit bureaus are making $10 a pop for credit reports, I got news for you, because they make tons of money in the data world. And it's so interesting. So yes, so that sort of lit my direct marketing career. And in 1993, I got online for the first time. And it was amazing that, you know, back then, I mean, the progression through my history, Gloria, was, you know, we thought that, you know, the fax machine was just the bomb, and the Federal Express would bring a package to the door the next morning. And now all of a sudden we had the internet, and now we could send an email halfway across the world and it would be there in 30 seconds. So that was amazing. And so I just brought what skills that I had learned in the marketing and data world online. And then, you know, I've had this love for consulting with brick and mortar type businesses. So by 1997, I built the first free website community on the internet called freeyellow.com. And I will tell you, some of my friends thought that they needed to do an intervention because they thought I bumped my head, because they said, how are you going to do this for free? Well, when they later found out what our model was, they said, oh, that's brilliant. But what we were doing then was bringing the brick and mortar offline business to the online world. And, you know, this was all prior to Google. This was a year before Google was even born. Okay. And you and I have joked a little bit about, you know, our Google back in the day was that big Yellow Pages book that made a big thud on your front porch when they delivered them. That was our Google. So that platform, freeyellow.com, which, by the way, is still there today. They don't do now because it was bought out, but they don't do now. They just do regular hosting. But that was the beginning. We probably put a million businesses on that platform in under 10 months. And it was another day. And how we made money then, and why my friend said, okay, this is brilliant, is you could have a free website, and it really was free. There was no tricks. And however, you got to remember the year 1997. So I went to Internic Network Solutions, which was the only game in town when it came to domain registrations. So there was no GoDaddy and all the others. And they forced you to register 2 years at $35 a year. So you had to pay $70 to register a domain name. And remember, again, based on the year, a lot of those domain names were available, not like today, but right. Then.
Yeah.
So I went to Internic and I said, what if I referred business owners to you to buy a domain name? Would you be interested in giving me half of that $70? And Gloria, they didn't take 5 minutes to say yes.
Wow.
So what would happen is I had email autoresponders before they called them that. We had landing pages before they called them that. And when you would join at freeyellow.com, you would register something like freeyellow.com/maybe Gloria or the name of your business.
Right.
So one of the things we would do on an automated basis is we would say, how about let's go see if GloriaMcDonald.com is available? And many times it was. And this was just an automated machine that just went on 24 hours a day. And it really helped the businesses too. And the other thing too, everybody wanted to sell something online then. So We had shopping carts that we sold to them too. And of course, fast forward to today, you can get those anywhere now. But right. You're one of the people like I did that got our first and last names. And, you know, that was a smart move because that's, you know, your branding and your identity. So,
right. And, you know, who knows what made me do that? Because at the time I was not doing anything online at all, but you know, obviously I had an email address and I was sending emails, but I didn't have a website and I didn't have a business that used my name, Gloria McDonald.
Yeah. Yeah, something
or other. I had the foresight to get GloriaMcDonald.com. Who knows?
Yeah, something nudged us, and it was a good move because there's only one, and once it's gone, then it's gone. So, So anyhow, that was a lot of fun back then because that was during the .com heydays, and then along comes late 1999, going into early 2000 when .com was starting to crash. And I knew it would come back. It just needed a correction because everybody was writing checks when somebody said a .com site was launching. And then finally, smart investors said to those young whippersnappers that were 17, 18 years old flying around in Learjets, just how do you make money there? And so when those questions started coming, then the money started drying up and we had a slowdown in .com. I always knew it would come back and it did. It just went through a correction period. So over those years, I literally I was building platforms like this, similar to freeyellow.com, engaging membership sites that, you know, spoke to a specific reason why they were there and what they could do to enhance their business on the internet. So that was really a fancy for me. I just really enjoyed that. I was like the car mechanic that is under the hood, except that I was online and digital.
Right.
And so I've built many platforms to help those brick and mortar type businesses over the years. And fast forward to now. So this is what I call my last run now, Gloria. So Local City Places is a combination of the mammoth review industry, which I feel had a tipping point last year because millions and millions and millions of reviews, and they just keep on pouring in the bucket. And then the deal world, you know, with Groupon and everything they've done. So we combine those two and we joke and say that Yelp and Groupon got together and had a baby boy, 15-pound baby boy named Local City Places. So, and it's a hybrid of all of those worlds. And so I have to be candid with you. I've done network marketing since I was 18 years old. I didn't even know what it was then. I went to a meeting with four other people in an apartment, and it was a discount card deal. And 4 weeks later, we were in a hotel room with 250 people, and I got the bug fast.
Yeah.
And so that was delighting to me, and I built a huge organization. And I was 18, and my last check there was $42,000, and my parents were getting nervous because I was supposed to go to college. And I was thinking, Gloria, well, what do I need to go to college for? I think I have this mastered now.
Yeah.
Well, the $42,000 check didn't cash, and the company imploded, and then I went off to college. So anyhow, but after that, over the years, I've been in Amway, I've been in Herbalife, I've been in Shaklee, I've been down all of those roads. So the part that I will share with you is I always had fun. It was always a barrel full of fun, and I was good at it. I could build large organizations. However, I think the internet, for example, is a two-edged sword, because on one side, we get all this information really fast. And on the other side, we all get barraged all day long with 200 other opportunities.
Yes. Companies
coming and going.
Yeah.
And so after a while, I had built some large organizations, and either something would happen to the company or leaders would run off to another opportunity. And they thought they saw green grass over there, but when they got there, it was brown grass, and they couldn't put it in reverse and come back. So for me, this is just my experience. I'm not trying to influence anybody else. However, for me, I didn't like this stop, this abrupt stop. And then now I got to go start all over again. And the dream wasn't coming true about that walk away residual income, at least for me. It would work for a little while.
Frankly, I think maybe it's even gotten worse now. I mean, because of the online world, it's so much easier to start up a business.
Yeah.
And then, I'm watching them fold. I feel like I watch one start up and then, three, four, 5 months later, it's gone. And then another one starts up 3, 4, 5 months later, it's gone. It seems like, sadly.
Yes.
It's gotten
and
worse.
So, I've told you a little bit that I have a partner, and she is an avid network marketer, always has been. We've been working together for 8 years, and I was always polite with her because she would bring me things, and I would say, about 5 or 6 years ago, I literally did decide to hang my shoes up there because I said, I'm in the fourth quarter of life now, and I want something to go the rest of the road. So that's why I really delved back into the membership sites and did things like what we're doing now, where no company's going to go out of business and there's no rug pulls, and I can rely on each day as it unfolds. Well, little did we know, Gloria, little did we know, it was an aha moment one day, because as we were building this, we said, okay, well, we're going to be the first to the review industry where we find a unique way to compensate reviewers. And that's not literally for writing a review, but as you know, it's for the introduction to the merchant on the platform. That's what generates the commission. And it was so unique because we said, wow, okay, the reviewer doesn't have to buy products or services ever. Right. Don't have to get out your checkbook or your credit card ever.
There's no sign-up fee. It's free to join as a reviewer, right?
Completely free. No recurring credit card charges. No auto ships. And the best part was no selling, because that's why we call it a partner, or our affiliates partners, because it's a partnership. They do the reviews. We do the selling here at corporate. So then I woke up one day and I said, oh, we're back. We're back to the network marketing. And my partner was, I swear, almost dancing in the streets. And I said, why are you so happy? And she said, I got Troy Warren to come back to the network marketing industry. And she was just so delighted that we did that. And I really didn't at the time realize that that's what we were doing. We were just setting it up and we were thinking affiliate. We weren't thinking the network marketing. It's really a hybrid. And as you know, our attorney and also advisory board member, Kevin Grimes, who I would say is arguably the most seasoned and well-known direct selling attorney probably in our industry here. And so it's funny, he and I have had some funny conversations, but you know, he said, I'm glad you're not trying to hide and say, this isn't really network marketing because it's affiliate. Because he said, once you have your seven tiers, and you know, Gloria, I don't know if I ever told you this, but when I did go to college, I went to Indiana University and I grew up in Indiana. And so I started off in business administration. And then Indiana University had this hotel motel specialized program that came out. And I thought, wow, that would just be fun to do that. So I switched over there. But the analogy there, what I learned was a motel is one floor, one story, and a hotel is two or more.
Right.
So that's sort of the same analogy in network marketing and affiliate, because when you start getting the multiple tiers, I know people still call it affiliate, but it really is turning into network marketing.
Yeah. So Troy, let's do a brief recap for those people who are listening to this and they don't know, they've never heard about local city places. So basically, I come along and I sign up for free as a member who's going to write reviews. And then I go write a review on my favorite hamburger place here.
Yes.
And then you guys at corporate reach out to that hamburger place and try to get them to advertise on the local city places platform.
Yes.
And there are three different levels of advertising, correct?
Yes, there is.
Basically, there's no competition. So if I've got one hamburger place that's paying for the top package, another hamburger place in the same city or town can't come and get that top package.
We call them showcase merchants. That's absolutely right. And that's our differentiator here, because when you study the industry, Gloria, like, let me just bring up Yelp for an example.
Sure.
So Yelp is huge. I mean, they have millions of reviewers. They have millions of merchants. I will go as far as to be very blunt and say that merchants at Yelp have a love and a hate. And I know hate is a strong word, but let's just say dislike. And the love part is very simple. It's the traffic. They get over 200 million unique visitors a month now to their website. So they all want to be in front of that traffic. However, the part they don't like, really dislike, is Yelp, like Google, like Facebook, like the rest of them, will pit the competitors against each other. So let me just give you an example. So let's say we have the dentist category. So in Phoenix, you know, you might have 20 dentists advertising on Yelp together, and they're all in Phoenix, they're all in the same area. One dentist will offer teeth whitening for $99. The other one comes along and says, I'm going to bring mine down to $59. Well, then dentist A is saying, well, now my patients are going to, they're liable to run off to that better deal. And it's all that fuss. And then Yelp is saying, well, if you pay us more, we'll do this and we'll do that. And it's just, it's very frustrating for them. So what we did on our platform is we just turned that on its head. And we said, okay, they can all be here. However, there will only be one that is that showcase merchant. They're in the headlights. They're in our marketplace. The other dentists are not in our marketplace. They're still visible, but they're not being promoted in our marketplace. They don't get the press releases. They don't get the things that So that's really the differentiator. And so I learned that, by the way, many years ago in building platforms, that's what they're really after, because they, you know, you've heard the statement before, give a man a fish, feed him for a day, teach him how to fish, feed him for a lifetime. Well, the truth is, I got to tell you, there's an in-between to that. What the merchants don't want to be taught how to do this, by the way, because a dentist, for example, is good at fixing teeth and repairing teeth, but they're not usually good at marketing. And I say that with all kindness.
Right.
They're just not good at that. So what they're really saying in between is just give me the fish sandwich, because you just bring me the patients and then I'll do my thing. And so I learned this over all of these years on what those merchants really want and how to drive that business in the door. So that's the differentiator. And
as a member, let's say my favorite hamburger place ends up buying the $99 a month package.
Yes.
I'm going to make 20% of that as an ongoing monthly revenue income.
When you were the first to review, yes. Great. And that 20% ongoing is really like an introduction fee. But the difference is, as you know, in the affiliate world, a lot of times you just get paid once and it's done. Well, we're paying that over and over and over again. Every month we give you a reminder and a smile to say, thank you, Gloria, for introducing this merchant. That's what's happening here. And so now you'll see, like, Yelp's been around since 2004. Do you know how many merchants have been at Yelp for years and years and years? Even with their dislike about what's going on, they justify it because they don't know what else to do.
Right.
And they're still there for years. So I will tell you, on our platform, we're in our baby shoes now, but years from now, you'll still see people getting that $20 bill month after month after month after month, because that merchant is still here. So it's a true residual walk-away income now, because you don't have to go back and resell. You don't have to do any of that. So this is, as I said, this is my, what I call my last run club. Mm-hmm. This is my granddaddy now. This is I've been building this for years. I feel like I'm pulling things out of my satchel now that I wished I knew in my 20s and 30s and didn't. I'm at the crescendo now.
Right.
And I don't work because I love what I do. And I really enjoy helping that business owner, that merchant, because I've been one. And I know what it's like to go home to your family and everything's not really okay. You're struggling, but you kind of go home and tell your family and you fib a little bit and you say, oh, don't worry, everything's okay. Everything's okay. But when you go to bed at night, you're laying with your head on the pillow and you understand not everything is really okay. So I really, because I've been one, I really enjoy helping that person making it okay again. And I've just, you know, I've had people tell me that this is brilliant, this is genius, and I'll accept that. However, I remind everybody, Gloria, that don't forget, this wasn't an overnight thing.
Yeah.
This took over 35 years to get here, you know, little nugget by little nugget by little nugget, and I just kept at it, but I actually enjoyed what I do. So,
yeah.
So
you're passionate about helping all those merchants.
Yes.
I'm super, super passionate about helping all the members.
Yes.
The few members like me, right? Because then we haven't even talked about. So we talked about you get paid 20% of any merchant who happens to be the first person. Yes. You know, if you were the first person to review that merchant, and they happen to be the person who was the first merchant in that category to pay for one of those three tiers of advertising.
Yes.
But then if I share this with other members, other people who are going to write reviews,
yes,
I'm going to get paid a commission on any merchants that they end up bringing on board, and they're not doing any selling either. None of us have to do any selling. That's like, oh my gosh, wait a second. This is free to join. I don't have to sell anything. All I have to do is go write a review because we went out to dinner last night and I was going to go out to dinner last night anyway. And
yes,
writing a review takes 5 minutes, maybe. And so then I go to tell people about it and I'm going to get paid 10% on any merchants that they end up having, you know, be brought on board. And yes, then they tell people about it and I'm going to get paid 5% and then 5%. And then it goes down to seven levels
deep. And just imagine, Gloria, when I was talking about merchants that could be for here for years, all of those people, family and friends that you referred, their merchants could be here for years.
Yep.
And it just goes on and on and on like the Pink Energizer Bunny. And I call it the gift that keeps on giving because it keeps on going. And that's why we enjoy saying, how would you like to get paid for something that you're already doing? And they say, well, what do you mean? Well, do you go to the dry cleaners? Do you go to the car wash? Do you go to the grocery store? Do you go to the restaurants? Do you go to all these places? Yes, I do. And of course, you know, my favorite stat that I've recited to you before, which is over half of the internet connected community does reviews on a regular basis. And by the way, without the thought of compensation, it's to help the fellow consumer, to give them tips. This is a good place to go. Maybe this isn't a good place to go. And then also there's the social media and the influencer aspect as well. So it's just this huge industry. And I think we talked about too, that Yelp now, for example, over 27,000 reviews per minute now, not per hour, not per day, per minute.
That's insane.
And businesses live and die on reviews now. Back when I started freeyellow.com, you didn't have any of this going on. So merchants could sort of hide behind their bad service and they didn't need to worry about it. But now everything is so transparent. And so businesses must respond to the public who they're getting reviews from. And if they don't, you know, set the bar higher to deliver excellent service, they could find themselves on the wrong end of the stick. And
right.
And it's all done now transparently, and there's just millions of reviews. So we're in an industry. So the other thing is, I've often said, I believe local city places will be here for years to come, maybe generations to come, certainly long after I've passed this earth. And the other part about our system is what we're doing today as pioneers is willable. So this is going to bless family trees. What we're doing today, somebody could inherit 20 years from now and say, my mother was doing this way back then, and now it's still paying out whatever it is, $5,000 a month or $10,000 a month, and it just keeps on going because they inherited that. So
crazy. Yeah. And we haven't even talked about the fact that when you write a review, you earn 50 points. And after you accumulate 1,500 points, you get a $25 gift.
Yeah. So even beyond, because a lot of people do ask us that question. So what is my incentive beyond the first to review? Well, we have the reward system. So we're going to have fun because we're opening up our merch store. You can use the gift cards in the marketplace that's very similar to Groupon. So you can buy down the cost of a deal, or you can go in our merch store, or you could purchase printed material. Like today, we just came out with the business card. If somebody wants to have business cards to hand out with a referral code on it, they can do that. So yes, they're way beyond that cash commission. You're just earning a different kind of cash, but that gift card can be used to buy deals in the marketplace, which, as you said, we're already doing these things anyhow.
Yeah.
So why not? And so it's a cycle that just keeps on repeating itself. And the other part about the merchants too, so you have to just expand this. So remember, you were talking about the burger place that you might love. And so let's say they're exclusive. But then when you look at your whole city and you say, okay, we have an Italian restaurant, we have a burger, we have an auto repair, we have a hair salon, we have all of this, and they're all in the marketplace. What they're actually doing, Gloria, is they're all referring each other because they're all exclusive and non-competitive, and they're all in the marketplace. So what happens when somebody's buying the Italian food deal, we have the whole Amazon effect, what I call the Amazon effect. So we say right below that deal, people that bought this also bought this and paired them together. And so what's happening without them lifting a finger and without saying a word, the people that bought the Italian restaurant deal are tripping right over the car wash deal or the hair salon, and they're all non-competitive. So what they're doing with their customer base is they're all referring each other, and the system's doing it. They don't have to do it. That's the magic of our system. And then this rabid membership of people that, you know, want to go there because these are top-rated merchants that are getting these top reviews. So they frequent them more, which raises the merchant.
And I just learned yesterday from you something that I didn't realize at all. Not only when I write a review do I get 50 points for having written the review,
yes,
but when someone who I share local city places with, so someone who I sponsor, who's in my downline, when they write a review, I'm also going to get points.
You are.
And down up to 7 levels deep, I'm going to get points, correct?
You are. And so look at it this way. Instead of money, it's points. So somebody you directly referred, say you directly referred me. Now I go to write a review. I'm going to get my 50 points, but I'm on your tier 2 where you get 10% in cash, but you also get 10% in points. So when I write a review, I get 50 points, but you're going to get 5 points because it's the same system. It's just points instead of money. But when you reach that threshold, now you can cash it in for gift cards. And there will be many people, I predict, Gloria, who have, we have people now that have thousands of people on their tiers.
Mm-hmm.
And we designed this to be a very simple unilevel, unlimited width. So there's no tricks. I've been through all those hills and valleys too, where I was in a binary system and 1 month I was supposed to get $15,000 and they tricked me and said, oh, but you didn't have this over here on this leg, so now I get $3,000.
Right.
I mean, that was just crazy. So this is all a simple unilevel, nothing to buy, unlimited width. And so I will tell you the big pioneers here, I won't be surprised if they, some of them get several gift cards in a week, and probably so much so that they may not be able to use them all. But here's the good news. Here's the good news. You could transfer them to another member if you wanted to help another member. You can gift them. So if you have a family member or friend you want to help that might be in Los Angeles instead of Arizona, they can still use that gift card in that marketplace in Los Angeles. So you could gift them, you know, to buy a deal there. So yeah, there'll be people that will cycle through there. And just imagine how happy the merchants will be about this ecosystem, because it's self-feeding. It just keeps on going. And it's good for the member, the partner. It's good for the merchant. It's good for local city places. And it just keeps on going. And so that's why we're so happy about this. We're having fun. And we decided the word fun must be involved in this project. And so we have fun doing this every day.
I am all in for fun. Now, so Troy, obviously we launched throughout the US. You just launched in the Philippines and that went super, super well. So now you have plans to launch in Canada, the UK, and Australia in the not too distant future. Correct?
Yes. On the roadmap, we're predicting July. However, we opened in the Philippines 2 Fridays ago. That went so well that we actually think we might be way ahead of schedule on those 3 countries, because it's just about the data. And remember, early in my career, I had the best data mentor you could have. So it's about the data. Mm-hmm. Because when you go to do a review, you got to have an address. If it's a physical store, those types of things, you got provinces versus states. And you have to figure out the whole currency thing.
Sure.
And how to pay partners when they get paid, you know, when the merchant upgrades. But, you know, the way the world is now with currency, it's so easy now because the internet took all the fences down.
Right.
And, you know, Gloria, it was so funny. This was maybe a year and a half ago when we set up our banking for this. You know, it used to be when you'd go to send a bank wire or something, you had to go to the bank and you had to sign, you had to make an appointment, you had to do all that stuff. Well, so they set me up with online, you know, being able to send an ACH or a bank wire. And they've been fooling us for years because when I send a bank wire now, it gets to its destination in 10 minutes. But do you remember when they used to tell us, we have to hold this check for 14 days to make sure it clears? Well, they knew it was going to clear overnight, but they got the float on that. So I remember asking them, and I said, now I was used to this. I said, now, what's my limit for sending a wire? And again, I was asking because of the different countries and needing to move money.
Right.
And so I thought they might tell me $10,000 or $20,000 a day or something. And there were three bankers on this Zoom and they all started laughing. And I said, did I ask the wrong question? And they said, no, but we think you'll like this. And I said, what's that? And they said, your limit is $1 billion per day. And you could send it from your desk. Well, I said to them, I got the last laugh. I said, if I had need to wire $1 billion, I don't think I'd be working anymore. Right. And I don't think I'd have the need to send a wire. But literally in my limits, when I go to do that now, it says daily limit. It's got all these nines. It's like 999,900,000, you know.
We have a new goal, Troy. The goal is to get to need to send $1 billion a day.
Yes. So, but my point behind that is like when we opened the Philippines, we had to look at the banking. So it wasn't just the data. We had to look at the banking. How can we transfer money? They have a system there called GCash. I thought that was Google. It's not. But their GCash, tons of merchants use it and people transfer money back and forth to each other. Well, and their GCash is equal to our Zelle here in the United States. So once we figured that out, then you just get the currency figured out. And so now we know we're going to pay them using their GCash system. And that's how we collect from the merchants there. So you have to figure out the currency and you just have to figure out the data. But once you get that figured out, you know, Australia, the UK, Canada, that's not hard to do. So imagine somebody in the Philippines could refer somebody here in the United States and earn money from a family member here that's doing reviews here and vice versa. And when we get all these countries going, everybody could refer anybody in those countries and you could be making review cash on somebody that just did a review in the UK last week.
Love it.
Yeah.
So Troy, one last thing, because I love the speed at which you're growing. Love it, love it, love it. That's my kind of growth. And I love the speed at which you're developing new things. And I know you've got other things. And there's no way we can talk about all the amazing things you're developing. Yeah. But I love, 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 love what you've just launched in the not-for-profit world. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yes. And this just sort of kicked in for me because I've been around the nonprofit and charity world for a long time because of my marketing skills. I always get sequestered to come and help with a project. And the one thing that is the number one challenge with them is they need money and they generally can't pay for the marketing either until we go generate the money.
Yep.
So it's an ongoing problem. And so with this, again, just like refreshing breath of air for the network marketer, no products or services to buy, none of that. Same thing for the nonprofit. So now just imagine, you know, literally it could be anything, but let me just focus for a second on the religious sector.
Sure.
So let's take a church that they're always looking for money And so they have congregations of different sizes, but we've made it so the church could actually join as a partner. And of course, they have that nonprofit status at 501c3.
Right.
So they join. Now they refer it to their congregation members. And of course, the congregation members are passionate because they want to support their place of worship, right? So they're already doing reviews. Probably over half of that congregation is doing reviews. So now they do that because they want to support the church. But here's where the rubber really meets the road, because not only can that congregation make money, but that's bringing money to the church every single month, on and on and on, because normally what they do, they're selling candy, they have a bake sale, they have a car wash, whatever, and right. then they got to keep on repeating that. Once this is started, there's nothing more for them to do,
right.
And they're actually, everybody's getting value. You know what it's like to buy a candy bar, whether you wanted it or not. You're trying to help.
Yeah.
But now the congregation is really getting something out of this because they're already doing this anyhow. They can make money from it, but it gets even better. And I'm sounding like the infomercial pitch man, but wait, it's better.
Yeah.
There's more, but there is more. And that is when that congregation starts referring their family and friends outside of that congregation, many cities over, many states over. Guess what? The church is getting all of that. And you know how churches and nonprofits get discounts on things.
Yeah.
So you don't know this yet, but I'm going to share this with you now. The nonprofit immediately goes to the top of the class as Super Partner Plus 7. We do that for them so that they can pick up all 7 tiers right away. We will also put them in the search engine in their category or denomination, and we're not going to charge them to be the showcase denomination in that city. And there's a lot of denominations.
Sure.
But you can imagine how far and wide that goes. Somebody just asked me yesterday, because there's a big, big, big presence in the Philippines with the Catholic denomination.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody just asked me yesterday, could a Catholic church in the United States sponsor and refer a Catholic church in the Philippines? And I said, yes. And they said, you don't even understand what you've created yet. And I said, well, I kind of think I do because we did it. But you know, the industry's so mammoth. That's the biggest part of this. It's not slowing down. It's getting bigger. It's not a fad. And it's a real thing now. And it's Absolutely. Not going to go away. And so that's what's so exciting, that for years to come, this is going to bless so many people, so many families, so many nonprofits, things, Gloria, that we probably haven't even thought of yet, truly.
Yeah. Troy, thank you, thank you, thank you. And for those of you who are watching this and you want to get involved, don't wait another minute. I mean, I can't imagine how an opportunity gets better than this for the member. Totally free to join. We never have to pay anything. All you do is write a review. And if you're the first person to write a review on that merchant, you know, restaurant, doctor's office, store, cleaning yeah. service, you know, whatever it is, then you got that residual income coming in when that merchant pays for advertising. And then you're going to get points every time you write a review. And both the revenue from the advertising is going to get paid down 7 levels deep, or get paid yes. up to you 7
yes.
levels deep. And the points are 7 levels. Troy, what you've created is just incredible. So guys, do not wait another minute. I honestly believe in my heart of hearts that right now is the time to get involved in local city places, because it's so new. I mean, I've done a whole bunch of reviews, and there was only one restaurant that I've reviewed that already had somebody else who reviewed it, but I reviewed it anyway because
yes.
I'm gonna get the points, right?
And so, you're the pioneer. You're a pioneer. We're all pioneers.
Yeah. yeah. So you want to be involved right now on the ground floor. It doesn't cost you a dime to join. Not a dime. There's zero risk in this, guys. Absolutely zero. So check out the link. And I can't wait to see you inside Local City Places. Troy, thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart for doing this with me today. And also for having the vision to create what you've created, because you're changing lives.
Well, thank you, Gloria. And it's always a blast to be here and talk to you. We could go on for hours, and we'll be back more with updates. And by the way, to add to what you just said, I don't know if I had told you this before, but I, at one point in my life, I owned over 500 domains, but I've calmed down now. But we have one, we have one that is all in spirit of what you just said. I kind of coined the phrase, it doesn't cost, it pays. And so we have that domain name, it doesn't cost, it pays.com, because it's what you just said. So always so fun to be here, and I look forward to next time, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Troy. And don't forget, check out the link below. Get signed up for free today.
Finally, you can get paid to write online reviews for places you're already visiting, services you're using, and stores you're already shopping at. It's totally free to join. Go to www.gloriamcdonald.com/LCP.